is the difference and similarities between the Occupy movement and what happened in the 70s, the youth rebellious movement of the 70s.
And what are the similarities?
The similarities are a tremendous antagonism to all authority, including having authority or leadership within its own movement. A tendency toward lifestyle politics, that is to define your progressiveness by the way you live, and which is built into occupying intents in a way. Some nostalgia about the present, nostalgia about the old New Left.
Yeah.
That somehow a replication of it, without dealing critically with what was right or wrong about it. It's not similarity, but to some of the problems of the Occupy movement.
Now, someone who's experienced both movements, what do you think, having happened at Occupy, is that similar, the reaction?
The state reaction was brutal at both times. It's going to be more brutal now because of the strength of the present movement relative to the last one. The last one, it seems, in the past, if you look back, it looks much stronger than it was. The earlier New Left was predominantly youth and student, and with the youth and student group living in the conditions of prosperity. Mm-hmm. This is, yes, more commonly youth, but even then, it started not as student. It was because life now is much harder as being young now. So there's a really great, much more problematic to be young than it was at that time. There was much more of a circus atmosphere to the earlier one. It was much more fun. It was also more opposed to earlier sexual puritanism. Whereas the youth of today, that's all over with. That sexual revolution's already happened.
Right.
And the youth today sleep with each other much less problematically. At that time, it was a statement, which was made into a revolutionary statement, that our fornication was revolution. Nobody says that anymore. And that's a positive thing to recognize, that not to be fought over, except within states where they're against contraception. But that's just so crazy, everyone recognizes it.
So
finally... there's a permanence and a seriousness and a recognition of tactical nonviolence, which is part of the connection to the Arab Spring, in a way, that is much more mature under present conditions than the 70s. The 70s tactically was much more loose, fluid, undecided, sometimes this, sometimes that, much more circus and show off, much more exhibitionist than now. It's much more, there's a solidity. And the outside problems are much deeper.
Yeah.
All the youth movement had at the time, they had two problems then. One was university democracy, and therefore much of the fights were internal to universities. And the second was the Vietnamese War and the draft. And in fact, when Nixon got rid of the draft, the youth movement in the United States dissipated. It was gone. Therefore, the youth movement was mainly often made up of people who didn't want to get drafted. As soon as the draft was over, the vast constituency disappeared. Whereas here, you've got no draft problem. You've got much greater problems of capitalism. You've got much more vicious inequality. The discovery of this epigram, 1%, 99%, is so much more solid, and it has changed the whole narrative of political discussion. Right? The old bunch never did any of this.
Where do you see the struggle going now?
I don't know any more than you do. Do you know where? I don't know.
General strike? I don't know.
I don't know, Miles. I think that in the States, the distancing from electoral politics as a principle becomes a great problem with the big election in the United States. Because it shouldn't Occupy, defining itself as non-electoral, shouldn't it have a position on what conditions the Democratic Party should meet for Occupy to say we support you. That doesn't mean we're part of the Democratic Party. We're not part of any party. But shouldn't you do A, B, C, D, E, or do we stand aloof from it? If you stand aloof from it, that's a political position, because people are going to not vote then. And not voting means the assholes get in. I mean, the real assholes. We're talking Santorum and people who are scandalously vicious and gangster. They're just criminals. All of them.
Now, deciding to become a communist in the 1970s, I would imagine, had some sacrifices or perhaps exclusions.
None at that time. Remember, the old left was dead. The Communist Party was a dead duck. When the new left said we are rejecting the old left, that was what was very strange to me at the time. I was a little older. I there was no old left. McCarthyism had destroyed the CP, and it destroyed even progressive leadership within the union movement. Mm-hmm. By 1970, the union movement was moribund. And by moribund, I mean it was run by lawyers and sellouts, which it is now.